Nominations for this year's Academy Awards has just been released, and the films Roma and The Favourite have received 10 nominations each. Two Australians, screenwriter Tony McNamara and production designer Fiona Crombie, have received nominations for their work on The Favourite. But there have been a few surprises too. Black Panther is the first ever superhero movie to be nominated for the Best Picture Award. Stephen Gados is the executive editor of Variety magazine. He's a bit of a regular here with us on Breakfast, keeping us up to date with Hollywood news. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there.
Welcome back. Stephen, what do you think of this list of Academy nominations? For you, what are the highlights?
I think the big highlight is that the Academy really opened up its doors and added thousands of new members from all over the world, trying to increase the diversity in terms of people of color, minorities, women, independent filmmakers, and international filmmakers. And lo and behold, here we have a Greek director nominated for Best Director, a Mexican director nominated, and a Polish director nominated, but not Bradley Cooper. I think we're seeing the fruits of this diversity and this internationalization all over the place, including Roma, a film from Mexico in black and white, subtitled, leading the pack with 10 nominations.
And do you think the new entries to the Academy, if you want to put it that way, this new population of voters in the Academy, do you think they've got it right? I mean, I presume you've seen most of these films. Do you think Roma and The Favourite are the standouts over and above, for instance, A Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody, for instance?
Never ask a film nerd that kind of question. I'm too opinionated to even begin. No, I think that there's a lot of things right there, and we can quibble about here and there. What I like about it is, and I was talking with my colleague Chris Tapley here at Variety, and I said, you know, it's a whole new attitude. He said, yeah, but it's also a whole old attitude. Bohemian Rhapsody is essentially an MGM musical from the 40s. Star is Born is the fourth time the story's been remade. There are very traditional films. Green Book is like a Stanley Kramer movie from the 50s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some big traditional films alongside some very new edgy films and a superhero blockbuster, which just happens to be an African-American film that's done almost, 1.5 billion worldwide. It's a true worldwide phenomenon.
Okay,
I love the diversity of all this.
Let me reveal then my own tastes, probably weaknesses. I've seen Roma, I've seen The Favourite, I've seen A Star is Born, I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody. My least favourite of those, which means nothing, of course, for anybody listening, but nevertheless was Roma, which was billed as perhaps being the film of the year. It's got 10 nominations. What, in your view, the cinematography, obviously it's easy to see, but what, in your view, was so outstanding about Roma that it received these 10 nominations?
Well, in the old days, when there was a man named Harvey Weinstein in the Oscar race, he used to spend and spend and spend, and he was a master strategist. And this year, the marketing campaign and the campaign for Oscars is run by a very, very bright person who used to work for Harvey. And Netflix, which is behind Roma, is spending upwards of something like $25 million. So the irony here is that the outsider film, the film from Mexico, the most independent black and white international film, is out-muscling the studios. No one else is spending the kind of money they've spent to promote that film for the Oscars.
Do you think Bradley Cooper was hard done by not to get a Best Director nomination at least?
I think that his personal strategy, I think it really mattered to him a lot to get that nomination for director. He joined us at a party out in Palm Springs where we honored him as one of the most 10 most interesting new directors. That's his first film. So, you know, I think he wanted that very badly. I do think one of the great achievements of the film is his performance.
Yes.
I think maybe it's the greatest thing about the film. He's so good in it. I think it's a terrific film. I wish it well. I also like Green Book a lot, and Green Book is doing quite well. It just won the Producers Guild Awards and showed up in a big way with these Oscar nominations.
Okay, we're almost out of time, Stephen, but Oscars Night of Nights, you know, it's huge. But we're not going to have a host, is that true?
The Academy is a whole story unto itself, and, you know, if they were a character on The Apprentice, somebody might fire them.
Stephen Gatos, hopefully we can speak to you ahead of the Night of Nights next month. Thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Always enjoy it. Thank you.
Stephen Gatos for Variety Magazine in the United States.